Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with David Kluzdian, who's executive vice president and partner of Sharon Merrill Associates, a firm that helps investor relations officers and others with their IR needs. And I thought I'd spend a few minutes talking to David about investor perception studies, because more and more the need for shareholder engagement obviously is a hot governance topic. And so the first question, David, is in a nutshell, what is an investor perception study?
A perception study is a survey of a company's capital markets audiences, such as past, current, and potential institutional investors, as well as sell-side analysts. And the survey takes the pulse of these audiences on a range of issues and enables management and the board of directors to take investors' perceptions into consideration when they're making strategic corporate decisions. It also helps the investor relations officer and other spokespeople with the ability to refine their communications based on what misperceptions might exist about the company. Boards also use perception audits to gain actionable insight into any concerns investors may have. So conducting a perception study is it's a very strategic undertaking.
So what types of companies should conduct one?
Really any company, regardless of industry or market cap, that's interested in knowing what the capital markets understand or think they understand about their company should conduct a perception audit. And if you think about it, that really should be every company. Gaining shareholder feedback and being very in tune with concerns that shareholders may have is critical these days. And being proactive in trying to understand what your shareholders think can really help stave off potential shareholder discontentment down the road.
So a company shouldn't wait until there is basically a proxy contest or some heated battle, that this is something that they should consider doing annually or more frequently?
Yes. Companies should be constantly taking the pulse of their shareholders so that they understand what concerns they may have about the company and what recommendations the shareholders may have for the company before the shareholders do something in the way of a proxy contest.
So how can you provide more detail about how one is conducted?
Sure. Perception audits are typically conducted by telephone by a third party. Having a third party conduct the survey gives the company more honest feedback from investors, but that's assuming they're guaranteed anonymity. Investors are usually not shy about telling management what they think, but there are some areas that they might hold back when they're talking with management face-to-face. Questions in the survey can include those about the company's strategy, growth prospects, communications, management strengths, and catalysts for investors to purchase stock. There also may be other areas that management or the board is especially interested in learning about and may want asked of investors. For example, in past years, many of our perception audit clients have been asking what investors think they should be doing with their cash, buybacks, dividends, acquisitions, etc. Then after the calls are made to investors, the findings should be analyzed and a report is developed that should provide the investor feedback as well as messaging and any IR activity recommendations.
So I always worried about companies engaging in important activities like this, but then not doing the necessary follow-up with. So what ways do you recommend that a company use a study once they conduct one?
It really depends on the findings of the study, but most companies use the results to refine their positioning based on the perceptions and misperceptions about the company. For example, say you're an IRO of a technology company and find through a study that investors don't see the competitive technological advantages of your products, it's probably time to revisit your investor presentation and incorporate messages about your technology. Likewise, your quarterly conference call should include examples of the technological advances you've made with your products. Taking these steps just might improve your valuation if it helps investors to see how your company can take market share or grow the market based on that technology. Companies also use perception audit findings to reevaluate their IR activities. For example, investors sometimes recommend in the audits that management go out on the road more, host an investor day, or ask that management provide new or different financial metrics.
So, you know, earlier we talked about it being a regular activity doing a perception study. So I assume there should be follow-up studies. Should they reference back a prior study, or should the follow-up, you know, subsequent studies be perhaps tweaked each year based on perhaps feedback from shareholders? What happens typically there?
We'd recommend that companies do a follow-up survey every year and have a lot of the same questions. The questions should be tweaked every year based on what management really needs to understand from their shareholders. But generally, it's good to match up the responses to the questions year after year. Many companies conduct a survey once a year so that they can monitor the progress of their IR programs from a qualitative standpoint. In the example I gave earlier about the technology company, for example, that company's management would conduct another survey in a year and determine whether the messages about their technology are getting through or whether there still might be a disconnect that's affecting the company's valuation. So in our experience, companies gain actionable insight from every perception audit they conduct. There's really always something to improve upon.
Well, this has been very useful, David. Thanks very much, and I look forward to seeing you at NERI's conference.
Thanks, Brock.